This I Believe. Stanley C. Allen is president of the National Cash Register Company. In 1913, he joined the company as an accountant and, in typical success story fashion, worked his way to the top. He is active in business and civic affairs in Dayton, Ohio, putting into practice his belief that good employee and community relations are the primary responsibility of management. This is Stanley Allen's creed.
It has always seemed to me that those beliefs which have shaped my life come from two sources. One is a faith which does not ask for proof. The other is personal experience, the lessons that can be learned only through living. I believe in God because I have faith that there is a supreme being, a power greater than that of man. I believe in people because I have faith that most men and women want to do the right thing. On the foundation of these basic beliefs, life rears a further structure drawn from personal experience. For me, an important part of that structure began in an early association with a college professor. This man changed the whole course of my life. I wanted to be a mining engineer and go to the Far East. He urged me to study for the field of business, which I did. More important than that, his philosophy of life made an indelible impression upon me. He always said that he wanted his students to remember two things above all others. One was the importance of being able to get along with people. The other, a determination never to be satisfied with the mediocre. Today I can appreciate what he sought to implant in our minds far more than I did then. I believe that only as I seek to understand the viewpoints, the hopes, and the aspirations of others can I hope for success in business and in community life. There is nothing mysterious about getting along with other people. It's my experience that we're all much the same in what we like and do not like and the way others treat us. We all respond to human understanding. We're all eager to play on the team if given a chance. As the founder of our business always said, you can buy head power and hand power, but you have to earn heart power. It has been said every institution is but the lengthened shadow of one man. Today in our complex society, I believe it is more accurate to say every institution is the lengthened shadow of teams of men. If success and happiness at the level of our daily lives stem from the practice of good human relations, I believe the same rule applies to the broader areas of understanding among the peoples of the world. I do not say there's a quick or easy solution, but when a beginning is made toward finding one, it seems to me that it will start with a recognition of the dignity of the individual and a respect for the beliefs of others, however different they may be from our own. Those differences may not be as insurmountable as most people think. I learned a little lesson along that line in Singapore recently. We wanted to give a dinner for our entire organization, but were told it would be impossible. Mohammedans would eat only food prepared by Mohammedans, would not sit at the same table with Hindus, Chinese, or Europeans. Nevertheless, the dinner was held with three separate tables, with different kinds of food, and with everybody happy. It was not too difficult to conform with different ideas once the effort was made. Going back to my college professor, I believe we fall short in the field of human understanding because all too often the effort made to understand others is not equal to the challenge. In the realm of material things, we have never been satisfied with the mediocre. I cannot help but wonder what might be achieved if that same intensity of purpose were applied in the seeking of better human relations. We have progressed in science and technology, but there's been woefully little progress in the creation of a common meeting ground for human understanding. I believe that those who accept leadership today or have it thrust upon them, whether men or nations, are going to have to find such a meeting ground. I believe also that the most useful persons in the world today are the men and women who know how to get along with other people.
That was Stanley C. Allen of Dayton, Ohio. He is president of the National Cash Register Company.